Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Juanita Watson, and today I'm going to be talking with author Madeline Khrushchev. She is here to tell us a little bit about her new children's book, Nikki the Flying Fish. So Madeline Khrushchev currently resides in Kuwait and comes from a family of writers. Both of her parents have been writing all of their lives and published poem collection books in their youth. Madeline's passion for writing also started from an early age and has been one of the many creative art forms she has carried into adulthood. Her inspiration has largely come from her 9-year-old son and the many children she has taught. The things they say, their facial and verbal expressions, their thoughts and actions, and their real-life problems and experiences have been her treasure chest of ideas. Madeline's children's stories are both educational in terms of learning experiences for the young reader, as well as colorfully illustrated and entertaining. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome Madeline to the program. Thanks for being here, Madeline.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Well, great. You are really on the other side of the world today. I'm glad we got a phone connection.
Yes, we did finally. It's quite amazing.
I know. Well, I have to say, congratulations on Nikki the Flying Fish. And I don't know. Is this your first published book?
Yes, it is. There's like several others in the making, but I haven't had the chance to illustrate them yet.
Mm-hmm. So are you embarking on a new career with writing children's books?
Well, it's partly what I do. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will turn out into something permanent, so let's see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're presently living in Kuwait, but that isn't where you're actually from. Would you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you've gotten to this point in your life that you're writing?
I was born and raised for the first 10 years of my life in Bulgaria because my dad's Bulgarian, my mom's Russian. And I ended up in Kuwait because my parents came here to work. And we have been here more or less ever since, on and off, like a couple of years. So I basically grew up here and went to school, et cetera, here. And I've always been fascinated by books, per se. And I used to read by candlelight, by moonlight, you name it, I read by it. And I started writing at a very early age, and I've just basically continued, except it developed from little childish stories to something more substantial.
Mm-hmm. So what were you writing before the children's books? Was it just your own personal writing?
I was just writing short stories and things like that, basically comments about university friends, you know, like little funny sketches about stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about your parents and their influence, because as I had mentioned earlier, they wrote poetry, so they must have been a huge influence on you.
They were, because they're very creative, not just in writing, but in many other aspects. And my father was basically a film producer and critic who also uses a lot of time in writing. And he had several published books back home of poems and thoughts. And my mother always used to write. She published a couple of books in her youth and then basically did it more for herself because she had me and she had work and all the rest of it. But they've definitely been a huge influence.
Now, were their books published and released in the United States?
No, in Bulgaria,
okay.
Unfortunately. At that time, it was somehow impossible to release in the United States during communism and all that.
Okay, right. Now you
that wasn't viable.
Yeah, right. Now, you decided to promote your book in the U.S. Are you also doing Europe and in the Middle East?
Yes. I've actually spent a year in the States during the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait, and I planned to do a lot of things, but, you know, they didn't turn out to anything because of the general situation, but I never gave up, and I'm basically having the opportunity now and taking it.
Oh, good. So this story has been around for a little while then, Nikki the Flying Fish.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell us.
It has just never came out.
Mm-hmm. So tell our audience what this story is about and what the age range is for children.
Well, the age range is basically from the younger reader for about 3-year-old to basically 9, where they can relate to both the pictures and the text, whether written, read to them, or they can read it by themselves. And it basically is designed to inspire their own reader not to give up. And I've tried to do that as much as I can through my illustrations and the words that go with it. You know, I've tried to sort of support each one with the other. I've made the illustrations very clear and very to the point to support the text for the younger readers. And I hoped I reached my goal.
Well, I think you did. Now, do you, when you wrote this book, did the idea of the positive message come first and then you wrap the story around it? Did it come all together, or did you have the idea for Nikki first?
Normally I sit doing something totally unrelated and I get ideas and I jot them down and they just form themselves into a text.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I see what the moral is and basically elaborate to make the point. Because involuntarily, there always is a point. You just need to pinpoint what it is. Sometimes there's more than one point. So what basically you have to do is make sure that it gets across, and it gets across the way you want it. You want it to be very clear,
mm-hmm.
especially for the younger reader.
Yes, yes. Now, do you think that children respond better to positive messages like this when they are put in a storytelling context?
Generally, I believe they do, for the simple reason that normally kids learn faster if it's in play form. So I imagine that if it's not forced learning, but rather than reading for pleasure, the message sort of sinks in automatically, more or less. Mm-hmm. I know I mind it. I mean, if I was told to do something, I would go and do the opposite. But
right.
If something was put in a play form, it's like, hey, that's fun. It's worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, how old was your child when you were writing?
Actually, he wasn't born yet.
Oh, okay.
My son was in the making when the book was in the making.
Okay. So he's kind of grown up with the book as well.
Yes.
Well, that's so interesting.
He goes around telling everybody, I got a book by my name. It's like, honey, you weren't born.
Okay, so tell us about Nikki the Flying Fish and who he's a rainbow fish?
Yes, his mother is a rainbow fish, and he comes from a school of tiny little playful rainbow fish, except this guy had different ideas. He was cold, okay, and he wanted to do something different. He was bored at the bottom of the ocean. He wanted to go out there and get warm, and he's heard about the sun, so he thought, hey, that's a good heating source, basically, and it's something different, and nobody's done it, so I'm going to be the first doing it. And he tried getting across to his mom, but she wouldn't respond, like, hey, you promised and all that good stuff, but she was getting old. So the thing is, he took matters into his own hands, basically telling the kids, hey, you know, you don't get the support you need to go out there and do it. As long as it's safe, you don't hurt anybody, it's your right to follow your dreams and don't give up. And I think I've put the point across quite successfully. I hope so, at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reviews are really great. Children are really liking this book.
Well, that's good. That's the important thing. Kids meant to like it.
Yeah, exactly.
So as long as they like it, I'm good.
Yeah. So are you going to be continuing this story into a sequel, or is this it for Nikki?
Yes, yes. I'm thinking of, I've actually started doing Nikki the Flying Fish too, and it's almost halfway through. So hopefully by mid-next year at the latest, it should be out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do children respond to sequels? And does your son enjoy book sequels?
Oh, yes. I spend a lot of money on ordering books because, Mom, that came out, and remember I had the first one? And kids are more or less standard that way. They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
They like, if something caught their attention, they like a follow-up. They just don't like their favorite characters going dead. And
right.
I remember when I was little, I mean, I grew up with Pooh Bear.
Right.
And there was nothing happening at that point that was extra. It's like, hey, where did he go? So I was somehow disappointed, and now we have all these Pooh Bear cartoons. I'm watching them. I mean, I don't care if I'm 39 years old. So I think they've done pretty well.
I think that's funny, and that's an interesting point, because I think to write children's books, you have to really maintain that playful spirit of a child.
But everybody has it inside them. The thing is letting it out and letting it be. Most people think, oh, I've got to be grown up and stuck up and it's a bad thing. It's not, because the child in us keeps us going, keeps us inquisitive, keeps us alive. It's the child's hope and dreams and stuff that keep us as adults. That's what I believe. I don't know. Could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's kept me going, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's important to keep that childlike nature. So you actually have taught children, is that right?
For 19 years. I've taught children and adults. I'm a qualified English teacher on top of everything else.
Oh, wow. And you did that in Kuwait?
Yes.
What kind of teaching materials and children's books did you have at your
hands? There was different things at different stages. At the very beginning when I started, there wasn't much there, so you basically had to make your own materials as you go along, and that was teaching English to completely non-native speakers. So it was quite a challenge, and it's actually taught me a lot. It's taught me a lot of creativity.
Now, will you go into other genres, or are you going to stick with children's books?
I've actually started writing a different book, which would be really touchy releasing in this part of the world, but I'm determined to do it. It's a very sort of grown-up book, and what I'm basically trying to get across there is that we might have different religions and different faiths, but there is only one God. It's just the different ways that we talk to him according to culture, background, climatic conditions, and all that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there is one God.
It sounds like it could be controversial for that part of the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm determined to release it because, I mean, I'm not arguing against anybody's beliefs. I'm just trying to illustrate the opposite, that they're all good. They're just a different approach to one and the same God.
That's a big project.
Because I grew up with Islam. I've studied other religions. I'm a doctor of divinity. So, you know, you look at it from any point of view, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Let's see.
Wow, you got a big writing future ahead of you, it sounds like.
Among other things, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're juggling a lot of different things. You have it's very interesting. You actually do fashion jewelry. You're a copywriter. I think you do some clairvoyant
fashion
work.
Design as well. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you do a
lot.
I do a bit
of NLP and everything. Yes, I enjoy it. It's all along the lines of, you know, giving a helping hand and making a difference. So it's all worth it.
And
so
creativity.
I guess you to do all the other stuff you. Need to be creative because mm-hmm. nothing goes by the book. I mean, you go and study for that wonderful degree, but there's always exceptions. There's always that extra mile that you have to go through. And, you know, creativity comes in handy.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
ReaderViewsKids.com is an amazing website where you can actually read book reviews created by kids themselves. Major reviewers and most online reviewers have adults reviewing children's books. Not only that, adults write the children's books, adults publish the children's books, and adults decide which books the children will read. See where I'm going with this? Sounds like it's a little imbalanced, and ReaderViewsKids has wanted to bring the children back into the picture. Check out ReaderViewsKids.com and read their opinions today. You may be amazed at what they have to say. Author Madeline Khrushchev is here to tell us a little bit about her new children's book, Nikki the Flying Fish. The website is MagicalRealmOfBooks.com. Is there one of these pursuits that you appreciate more than others, or do they all kind of fit together?
I am grateful for all of it because they reach different people on different levels in different places, and there's a lot of help needed out there, and I'm glad I can provide that little drop that different people might need.
It's interesting working with children at this time, you know, in the world and the state that it is. You know, the children are really going to be the ones to make a difference. So I think it's an interesting pursuit to get children's books out there that have really strong moral messages.
Yes, I think kids need it these days, especially with all the wars and all the poverty and everything else going on. They need something positive. They need something positive.
Now, you also did the illustrations for Nikki the Flying Fish.
Yes, I did.
So talk to us about that process and how the illustrations came about. Were they before or after you wrote?
After I wrote it. I just sort of picked up what would go most clearly to illustrate the message and went with that.
What kind of form of painting was it?
It's basically charcoal and watercolor.
Okay.
Colored charcoal.
Now, was it a publisher in Kuwait that put out this book, or was it a U.S. publisher?
I printed it. I did it because they didn't have those facilities at the time, and they're still not very onto how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, this book was put out completely by you then?
Yes.
It's fantastic. What kind of promotions are you doing? Is there a possibility for book signings in Kuwait? What are you doing?
Kuwait, not really, because it's a very limited market and it's a very limited society.
Yeah.
It's a very small place. I mean, the country's like 1 hour from one border to the other, so possibilities are quite limited.
Will you be coming to the U.S. to do anything?
Well, if I could, I definitely would. I know that there are several book fairs that will be featuring my book.
Mm-hmm.
Some international book fairs in China, in Canada, in the States, I believe in Germany. You have to talk to my PR. She's doing that, Nadia.
Oh, okay, so you've got a publicist that's doing all of that.
Yes. Well, she's great. She's on my case about it. I'm not very good at that side of stuff. I'm good at creating it, not promoting it.
Yeah, it's completely different.
It's not my cup of tea. I'll make a mess.
Yeah.
I'll be like a boo in China shop.
Well, good for you. I'm sure Nazia is doing a great job. So,
yeah, she's pulling her hair out for things.
Will you be illustrating all of your children's books?
Yes. I enjoy doing that. I mean, art is another soul point of mine, so yeah, I would definitely like to do that.
So what are some of the other themes that you're going to look at in your upcoming children's book?
Oh, well, basically I have one that I have written and I've started the sequence of, but I haven't had the chance to illustrate. There is one about Little Witch that is basically living in an old house that a mother and a daughter buy and turn into a tea house, and she's basically kicking up havoc and everything, but at the end she turns out to be very useful and helpful, and it's basically about tolerance and taking people's differences and making friends out of them. That's just one example.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very, very much like you're taking contemporary themes, social themes.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, no, it's great. So do you think that all children's books should be educational to some degree then?
There should always be something there for kids to look back on and say, hey, you know what? That thing back there helped me, or that made a difference, or it just made me smile. I mean, kids need it in whatever shape or form, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes like 10 pages to make somebody smile, and that's definitely worth the effort.
Now, did you sit with your son and read a lot of books?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of that.
Still?
Sometimes he's going like, Mom, can I play? It's like, nope. Finish the book and then you play. Fine, whatever. So, yeah.
I hear that you've...
a lot of that.
That's funny. I hear you've inspired him to write, though, too.
Yes, he started. He's saying, okay, I'm going to write a book. We started several and we're halfway, but that's normal for a 9-year-old. We're all over the place, nowhere in particular. Hopefully we'll get better.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he will. I mean, that's a 9-year-old. They're in all sorts of different directions, especially boys.
Oh, God, yeah. At least we don't have toes in our pockets. That's a blessing.
Yeah, right. So what kind of direction is he going in for the most part?
Well, he's very artistic. He enjoys drawing and creating. That way he's very good. And his English skills are very good. I mean, his writing skills are good,
mm-hmm.
whether he admits it or not. So I'm thinking he'll be someplace doing something creative, whether it's computer-aided creativity or just any other field. It's up to him, really, as long as he enjoys what he's doing. But, yeah, he's definitely got the streak.
Yeah, it sounds like he's falling right in line with family.
I know. Good.
So tell me about the whole computer industry and how computer internet technology has maybe changed the way you will be approaching book writing and getting your book out there.
Well, it definitely helps speed-wise and spell checking and all that good stuff. I mean, it takes care of things that otherwise take a lot of time. Definitely connecting with people, reviews, interviews and all that, it definitely helps reach a lot, the audience much faster than it would normally. Other than that, I mean, I'm not very technically inclined. I'm good with computers as long as I know what I'm doing and it gets me what I want. So, yeah, I'll be blunt, honest with you. I mean, it's all good, but I write my books by hand first and then I type them out.
Yeah.
I enjoy that all kind of silly way, I guess.
It's interesting because there's a trend now for a lot of books to come out as e-books so people can actually read them on their computer.
I know.
Yeah, and you...
Which is just good. As long as I do the initial draft and writing, I'm good with it.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's books like that for children, too, and children will read off of their...
I know. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
It's interesting.
Which is a good thing. I mean, it saves space.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you see the books I have, that's all I have in my house, books and CDs. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely saves space. I fully agree with you.
But
especially
just,
if you have like all the books you have are your favorites and you want to take all that with you, it's like, oopsie.
Yeah, that's a lot. There's something so special about curling up with a book, though. I mean, you can't do that with a computer.
I know. That's why I'm never getting rid of my books. I always tell everybody, take away anything except my son, my coffee, and my books. Everything else you can have.
So what kind of books actually do you read that inspire you?
I read everything from science fiction to Anne Rice, actually she's my favorite, to Witches Abroad, Terry Pratchett, to Angels and Demons, Brown Guy, to basically kids books. If I like it, I'll read it. I'll read the toilet paper wrapping. I don't care. You learn so much by just reading anything. Seriously, I have such a wild collection of everything from, seriously, shamanism to kids books.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
I love reading.
And do you do most of your purchasing online for your book?
It depends. If it's available online, I can import it into the country for sure. If not, I just go hunting for it.
Yeah.
Or tell somebody, hey, you're going there, bring me that.
So interesting. So let's mention your website. It's magicalrealmofbooks.com.
Yes.
Okay. And what can readers and listeners find on your website?
Well, so far they can find Nikki the Flying Fish. They can also find it on Amazon. And there will be other drafts and books coming up really soon, I promise. I'm getting my act together.
You have quite a few, actually, books.
I have 11 books.
Yeah.
That I need to illustrate and get printed. And
so,
I'm deeply ashamed I haven't done it yet.
What is it going to take to get your...
The time factor.
Time. Yeah.
Time. Because I work full-time as well, and I'm a mom and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like you have a few hours at night when everyone's in bed and work is done. And
I put the house to sleep and wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wake up. That's funny.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, let me see. I just kind of got everything that I was hoping to ask you out today. Did you have anything that you wanted to share with listeners about Nikki the Flying Fish or your upcoming books that we didn't touch on?
I just hope that I get across the message I wanted to. I hope they enjoy it, and there'll be lots more coming up. So,
great. Great. It's a wonderful book, and I hope that we get to find out more about you, and since you have so many books coming out, I know that we're going to talk again, so please let's talk next time. What will be your next book? Will it be the sequel, or will it be something different?
It'll probably be two. It'll be the sequel, and it will be Chubby Purple Witch, the one about the witch I told you about.
Yes. Okay. Well, great. So is the illustrating process, just let me ask you this, the illustrating process, is it longer than the writing process?
It's about the same. It depends. Everything depends. You know, you have days when you can do a lot, and you have days where you just flop around and walk around and you do nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's very relative. You can't say, you know, one is longer than the other. It depends on your creativity, your muse.
Yes, depending on
your
the muse. Day. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you, Madeline, and you take care, and I'm so glad that we finally connected today.
Hi, Anna. Thank you very much, and until later.
All right, you bet. Okay, listeners, that's from Madeline Khrushchev. Her book, Nikki the Flying Fish, is out now. It's a children's book, age range about 3 to 9 years old. It's a fantastic book, a great moral message, wonderful, wonderful illustrations. I mean, this is really a great book, and I highly recommend that you check it out. The website, again, is magicalrealmofbooks.com. Or you can go right to Amazon and have a look at it there. So thank you again for listening to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.